Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the program today. I'm so glad you all joined us. We're going to be speaking about solfeggio sound healing, its effect on water, the body, the earth, and it's going to be a great show. And I have my husband on today, so that's going to be even more fun for me because it's really fun to be married to a musician. But you know, it's kind of a fun treat for me to have him on the show to talk about his sound healing and his research. So before I bring Ted on, I'd like to give you a little bit about his background. Ted Winslow is a producer, audio engineer, video production manager, musician, singer, songwriter, and vocal coach. Ted has over 25 years experience in the music business, holding a Bachelor of Science in Music and Audio Engineering from the University of Colorado. In addition to his musical background, Ted runs Big Country Productions, a division of Big Country Publishing. He works with organizations and clients from around the world where he produces commercials, writes music, builds custom internet television stations, records and produces audiobooks, and offers video production services. But Ted's passion is sound healing, and he has several sound healing CDs on the market, and he's working on his third one. Ted, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's such a pleasure to be here on Reach For It Radio.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. So I wanted to give the audience, the people who are following the work that we do in the radio shows that we've done together in the past, already know a little bit about this background. But I'd like to fill in the people who haven't heard this before, because I think it really puts some of the work you do into context. So you have to understand, we have this publishing company, and it's based on self-help, transformational, alternative health, I guess more of a spiritual, metaphysical type slant to it. And we go to book shows all over the place, trade shows, new age fairs, metaphysical shows, transformational book shows, those type of things. And throughout the years, there's always sound healing people there. There's someone playing crystal bowls. There's, you know, the drumming people, and I'm probably mispronouncing this, Ted, the didgeridoo, is that
didgeridoo,
right?
Didgeridoo, yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Those guys are always there. And, you know, over the years, we're going to the show, we're focused on the books, the audiobooks, that type of work that we do. Ted gravitates right to all the musicians. I mean, I can never find him. He's never there for a meeting. Ted's with the music guys, the musicians, the sound healers. And, you know, I've observed Ted all the times that you would have these discussions over the years, and you would just ask so many technical questions, and most of them could not answer any of your questions in your search for knowledge on sound healing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As I'm observing this, and I'm a proponent of sound healing and meditation, and I use sound healing with my writing coaching clients, I clear energy with it. When I do other, you know, business coaching clients, when I'm editing books, I play sound healing to raise the vibration of the project. You know, I'm always into that kind of thing. And, you know, I was getting bored. There's some really great sound healing out on the market, but there's not a lot of it. You know, it's starting to get more popular. And so, you know, I went to my husband, everyone, and I'm going to give the mic to you soon, Ted. I won't take up the whole show, I promise. But I went to my husband and said, you know, some of this stuff is really great, but I'm kind of want more variety. And some of this sound healing stuff kind of just sounds like new age elevator music. You know, I want to make sure I get the most bang for my buck. And I knew how technical you were with composing, you know, all the music theory. I mean, the way you create music is much different because of your 20 plus years and your musical educational background. So it was one of those moments where I went to Ted and said, honey, could you do something for me? I would like some sound healing music. And I just wanted it for me. But so that's how this all started. And, you know, this guy used to be an 80s hair band rock guy that went on tour. So he has a little bit different slant with his sound healing. So here you go, Ted, after that long intro. You know, take it away. Tell everyone kind of your approach to how you compose your sound healing music and what your mission and vision is with it.
Sure. You know, and thank you. I always love hearing you talk and explain about me because it's a whole different perspective. And personally, I love the entertaining aspect that you have with it. And, you know, as you alluded to, I was a rock musician and a studio musician. My degree was in technical engineering and audio engineering. And I minored in voice performance. I've got some vocal stuff that's out there as well for sound healing on some CDs that I had produced. But with production side of it, I loved the frequency and the aspect on what you could do with changing the frequency. Now, keep in mind, I'm talking about particularly in the 80s when rock was really big, and if you could come out with that one type of guitar tone, you were making it. And then as we got into the sound healing, and I started always studying the eras in music history with the different tunings that they were going, I'm like, this rock has always been into 440. And I sat down one day and really started meditating and tapping into something much bigger than what I was already creating and working with. And it all was revolved around the frequencies. So everything started in my universe with composing and doing the music became around the frequencies. And so I've been choosing these frequencies so that they were more, as I experimented with it more, you could see how much it was benefiting me in meditation, with yoga practice, and even just in a relaxed state that was at your home or your environment, that you can tap into your altered state of consciousness with this music and these frequencies, where your energy will be increasing, and then you're going to be giving yourself healing, and the healing can occur with it, and that's where the sound healing comes into effect with this. Now, if you think about this, in particular talking about the altered state of consciousness, I'm going to refer to some Olympic champions here. That you look at any interview or have a chance to talk to an Olympic champion, they're constantly tapping into that altered state of consciousness so that they're reaching their peak performance. And so as I was doing this music and thinking of this as an athlete, I've got an athletic background as well, I was able to start to show as well through some of the equipment that I've been using, which we'll get into a little bit later, talking about biophotonics. And another way to relate to this altered state is if you think of shamanism with individuals that are going into a ceremony, and they're going to be able to relate to their spirit animal or have the spirit animal. But for this purpose, with sound healing, I'm just using the frequencies and intentions so that we can bring this healing into our bodies and our minds and our spirit and restore the energy of which has been depleted from us.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the frequencies? You know, the people who are a little bit more educated in sound healing understand 528, Dr. Emoto works with that, 432. Could you talk a little bit about those frequencies that are a little bit more popular, I guess, for sound healing?
Yeah, 528 is, and Keith, when I talk about these frequencies, everybody's used to tunings. It's called we'll call it the Standard Institute of Tuning, that when you sit down at a piano or a guitar, and you want to tune that, everybody tunes it to a 440 pitch. So I'm sure everybody's heard of that out there. It's everywhere on Google. And so worldwide, everybody's using this 440 pitch. And I started kind of going back a little bit further, thinking of Haydn and Mozart and Beethoven. They were using different frequencies. So now that we were evolving the past couple of years, 528 has been coming out, and there's a lot of studies that's been done on it, that it's love healing and it's a DNA repairing. In particular, one of the songs that I've been using and done some studies on There's some videos that I have out there. It's called Love and Passion, 528 Hz. The next one is 432 Hz. And it's been able to, it's amazing to see these frequencies, when the body hears it, how it absorbs it and starts to heal itself. It shows more energies, and when I'm talking about energies, I'm not talking about taking shots of coffee, being crazy, and bouncing off the wall. I'm talking about like the earth energy at a higher energy, which is what, 7.82 Hz, of which the earth resolves around. So these 432 and 528, a lot of people have been tuning to that and getting a lot of benefits that's been coming through.
So I know you've taught me a little bit about this, but for the people that aren't aware, the 440 was there's a lot of controversy about that. A lot of people, a lot of my friends and a lot of our clients and radio followers out there, you know, a lot of us believe that that really was some of the Nazi Germany stuff to keep people in a dissonant state and to standardize that frequency. Could you talk just a tad bit about that and why it's important to expose your body to other frequencies, not just the 440?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as anything that we eat and put into our body, whether it be fruit, vegetables, or something, that has a frequency of its own, and you'll find most of the time your bodies will start to crave that. And that's what I've been finding with the sound healing and with these frequencies in particular. Now, the 440 pitch is a dissonant pitch. So I don't have a keyboard here, but if I could play a chord on that and then go to a 528 or 432, you can definitely tell right away what that dissonance is. So dissonance is, well, disease, you know, is not good particularly for the body. Where I've found that you could use it is if you're an athlete, you'll see that most of the music they'll be listening to that is when they're going to be in the gym and working out. Now, I've found that 440 is traced back to 1834 with the Stuttgart Conference. It was basically a Congress of Physicists, and that they adapted this to A4 is at a 440 standard pitch. The American music industry reached an informal standard decision that 440 in 1926, and then in 1936, the American Standards Association, a lot of associations here we can see, are recommending the 440 pitch, so that they're bringing that as the standard orchestra tuning. For calibration of the acoustic equipment of pianos, violins, and other musical instruments, which is crazy to think about, that these people, these organizations, are some of the best ears in the world, and that they're considered the music authorities for their countries and all that, and that they're going with this pitch that it was so dissonant, and they're tuning in a non-musical influence of individuals that can't really tell the difference. Now, where the controversy
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could I stop you there, Ted? Because we have a couple minutes until break. But really quick. So a lot of us believe out there, and probably a lot of listeners on BBS, because I listen to a lot of the other shows on this station, and but believe that, you know, all the funding for these organizations are come from that group of small families and corporations that are really pulling the strings and controlling everything, all the universities and all these organizations. So that dissonant frequency, a lot of us out there believe was done on purpose to keep us not in that relaxed state of ease, our natural state. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd agree with that. There's actually a paper out there called The Militarization of Music. It was by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And if I could just go real quickly here, talk about Joseph Goebbels with the propaganda on some of this 440. That he was basically a German politician and a Reich minister of the propaganda of Nazi Germany in 1933, 1945-ish. And he's been rumored to be the one who actually implemented the 440 pitch. In the paper, Militarization of Music, it's quoted that the music industry features this imposed frequency that is herding populations into greater aggression, psychosocial agitation, and emotional distress, predisposing people to physical illness. While the agents of this conspiracy provide therapeutic pacification in the form of illness, of psychotropic drugs and tranquilizers for the stress, they purposely created a chemotherapy for the more serious illnesses it inspires. He goes on to say that energy, vibration in particular, impacts life, our biology, and our bodies through the most common medium of life, water. Our body weight, which is nearly 75% water, vibrates and resonates to frequency and frequencies entrain our physical matter as well as the thought process. Light and sound have been shown as the primary drivers of intercellular communication, which indicates that our health or lack of it may indeed be a byproduct or a product of the vibrational resonance of sound and light. And keep in mind here that the Rothschild family name has been found in one way or another associated with these 440 hertz tunings. When I say 440, it's the hertz of that. That's 440 vibrations per second. So it's deemed part of... Go ahead.
Okay, so on that note, we have... that's why sound healing is so important. We don't want to be programmed and entrained for the big pharma disease industry that a lot of us feel like we're now seeing the truth about these organizations and what their plans are for, you know, the population, Ted. So we're going to take a break now. Now, what is this song? We're going to play a little sample of your sound healing when we go to commercial break. What is this first track we're going to play?
This first track is off of my Armonia album, and it's called Divine Purpose, and it is at 753 hertz. This is...
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com. Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
So we're with Ted Winslow and talking about sound healing. What was that track that we just heard?
That track is called Love and Passion, and that track is at 528 hertz, and it's off of my album on Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies. Now, these albums, Armonia and Solfeggio, are available on Amazon as well as iTunes and can be downloaded.
Right, because a lot of us are on the MP3 bandwagon to be more conscious of environmental waste. So we're not buying CDs anymore. And so, yeah, you can get those. And I think you're on a lot of other places, too, for worldwide distribution. So, Ted, would you talk a little bit, before we left for break, you were explaining how Joseph Goebbels of, you know, the Nazi, famous Nazi villain, I guess you could say, was into the 440, how some theories from Leonard Horowitz say that, you know, that dissonant frequency ends up causing not only agitation and social unrest, but can hurt the body eventually with disease. Okay, so take it from there and tell us how important these frequencies are for our bodies and how you conducted your research, because that's something that's very important, I think, for the people that say, oh, it sounds good and I kind of feel more relaxed, but does it really work?
Sure. And actually, to kick off, to go into that, I'm going to reference Dr. Emoto. And Dr. Emoto, most people know him. He lectures globally on the power of love, in particular the 528 hertz, to transform health and happiness according to a divine plan. And Dr. Emoto has written a number of New York Times best-selling books, so it's not just me coming out and saying this, that beautifully detail his discoveries of water science and crystallography. And he's regularly works with a Japanese translator to deliver this message of the 528 love to riveted audiences. So, for example, one of the things that he's been able to show is to demonstrate the power of broadcasting this love with this frequency, enchanting and prayer to touch the hearts of people everywhere. So Dr. Emoto uses two tuning forks that are going to vibrate at 528 hertz. And he holds his microphone adjacent to one while his translator is many yards away and will hold the second microphone to the other tuning fork. And then Dr. Emoto is going to strike the tuning fork, which causes the translator's tuning fork eventually to pick up the sonic vibration that can be heard, and the audiences are just like gasping because that vibration is so strong with Dr. Emoto's tuning fork that his assistant's fork starts to vibrate at that too. So that's where you can see the benefit of, we'll call these higher frequencies, vibrating that can cut through some of the more damaging frequencies. Go ahead.
So I didn't even, we talk about sound healing all the time, Ted, but I guess it just was an epiphany for me to realize, you know, it really does make a difference if you play it in your environment.
Absolutely.
You know, we all hear about playing classical music and plants grow. You know, that was back in the 70s. They talked about that. But to play that music to, you know, help heal your environment, not just your body.
Yes, absolutely. And you think about why we're doing this. Another study that he had done is that he would shout angry words that relay hate and fear and dissonance, and it was discovered and filmed that it fractured normal water structures, turning common snowflake designs of what the water crystals look like appear into just like mud. And alternatively, it structured less distilled water that lost its resonance of the energy along with its 528 love frequency was photographed at 20,000 magnification after a prayer and recorded to transform into a beautiful snowflake in design once again. And that particular, again, is with the 528 hertz. And then what I've done with some of my music, as I was going down this path, I knew spiritually and with bringing in this music as I was bringing it in, it was better with me. I could tell right away, but I had no form to be able to show the world what this music is being able to do to be able to help transform us into a more healing state, a much more calm state, much more energy state on that. And so I have the use of this equipment of which I had acquired, which is biophotonic imaging or electrophotonic imaging. And what this is a camera system. And so I started out with one study where I had I used two of my tracks, 432 hertz, which is called chakra balancing, that I used for balancing chakras off of my harmonia, and then I used a 528 hertz. And what I found on this is that I would have a subject come in, and he would sit down, and I would go ahead and take these images. And I'll get into the biophotonics and how that works a little bit later. But as we sat down and ran the analysis off of them, and then I had them sit down and listen to 528 hertz or 432 hertz, and they would listen to it two times. And then they would come back, and we would go ahead and do the analysis again with them. And you could clearly see the chakras come more into alignment, and the chakras opened up. And through these testing, I've got one that I have not yet published or put out there yet. You can see where 440 hertz closes down the chakras. And I've been using different songs, and it shows the chakras opening up and the chakras coming into alignment. So this is the power of what this music is doing. 440 will create more of a stress, as I mentioned. So as I do the analysis, we could see right away that they're out of calm, they're borderline normal to excited. It's creating an excited stage. And then when I give them the sound healing music that I've been composing, you can see the energy levels start to increase on there. Balance comes more back into, the body becomes more in balance.
So these videos are on bigcountrypublishing.com because it's hard to explain it on the radio, but when you can see for yourself, the software program that takes the measurement from the the biophotonic imaging system Ted uses in his research, and you can see the energy field expand. You can see the chakras change alignment before and after. It's really interesting. And so go on there. You can see the videos.
Let me jump in here, too, real quick. There's another video that I put out. And I did, since I've been working with bodies, which are 75% water, where we're embodying this and it resonating at these frequencies, I took some glasses of water, and I used structured water units. That seems to be the big buzz these days, is everybody's coming up saying, oh, we got to do structured water. It creates this vortex of the water. And so I devised a probe that I could use to record this, to run the analysis. Now, this analysis that I did is called a dynamic analysis. So it wasn't necessarily just coming and taking a series of pictures. It ran a bunch of pictures for 33 minutes. And so I used the frequency with a glass of water, where I put it into my studio right next to some speakers. There were small speakers, and you could use headphones, and trained the water with that and ran, after I played that song, which was, again, 528, and 432, and I just use these because they're more popular. A lot of these frequencies are interrelated. I can go into that later. And you could see the water held a high vibration, got a big vibration going on it with the energy of the water, and the area immensely opened up in the water. And it shows how it goes, and it held its form with it being opened up. Then I pour it through these structured water units, and it really didn't do much. It really didn't do anything. I was astonished running this test to think a structured water unit and water, where is the energy coming from? So here it just shows it on a glass of water. It's not necessarily off of our own being.
So I like the video and the testing you did, because you actually showed that people, you know, their whole point of those structured water units is to create living water, you know, take tap water and energize the water as if it was more natural. And I love how you tested it. He actually used this spoon and stirred it and created a vortex, where he's like, well, you could create a vortex in your water for free and with the spoon, or you could expose your water to sound healing, you know, for 99 cents. And both cases, the water, the energy of the water, like, increased immensely, where you don't have to go spend hundreds of dollars, even thousands of dollars of these gadgets out there that are claiming to energize the water and create living water. You know, they say many different ways to describe the change in the water. So, Ted, why don't you talk a little bit about the technology that you used to for the sound healing, to test it, to show that it really works. Can you talk a little bit more about the biophotonic imaging?
Yeah, and if I get long-winded, because sometimes, as you well know, I'm so passionate about this, that if I get long-winded, just jump in at any time.
Hey, I'm your wife. It's my job to interrupt. Just kidding. So, okay, go ahead.
So what this is, it's biophotonic imaging or electrophotonic imaging, and it was before or after treatment with the sound healing that I've been using this, and this is where I was able to really use this in my composition so I can know that I'm going down the right path, using the right instruments, and incorporated binaural beats into it. Now, I'm going to go into the history of this, of when did it start. Its origin started about 1777 with a German physicist by the name of George Lichtenberg, and what he did is he touched a metal electrode covered with glass and that was connected to a voltage with his finger while experimenting with the electrical machine. And then later on, one of the great inventors, everybody knows Nikola Tesla, from which we now have lamps and television sets, he had invented a generator of alternating current, and Tesla liked to give public lectures to impress the audience by turning off the lights in the room. And what he would do is he would turn on this generator that he had designed and stand on a platform electrode, which would wrap his body into a glow, and then the hair stood on the end, and the glowing rays of light radiated into space. This took place around 1890s now. And then there was a gentleman by the name of Yotko who developed his own original technique for making electrophotographs. And he made more than 1,500 photographs of fingers of different people. So as I'm reading this and going through it, people are probably like, okay, I still don't understand what this is. That when you do this, when I'm doing an analysis with an individual, not the water where I was placing a probe into the water, I'm taking pictures of people's fingers, and it's coming off of people's fingers and reading the energy off of that. It's a gas discharge, so to speak, and its main component of that is the water that we have, and it's breathing the protons and electrons. We'll get into that to a second here. But back to Yotko. He was doing these fingers of different people, and he was doing leaves and grain. And his research had attracted the attention of the scientific community, as well as those who were involved with the experiments of medicine in St. Petersburg, Russia. Then comes along this Russian electrical engineer, Semyon Kirillian, and his wife, Valentina, who in 1939 developed their own technique after observing a patient who was receiving medical treatment from a high-frequency electrical generator. So that's the history. What is biophotonics that I'm talking about? And in the most general terms, biophotonics is the convergence of photonics and the life sciences. So photonics is the science and technology of generation, manipulation, and the detection of light. And it uses photons, quantum-like particles of light, instead of electrons to transmit, process, and store this information. So simply put, it's the study of protons extracted by an electrical field, the science of measuring energy fields.
So you can measure basically before and after your energy field, your chakra alignment. You can, a lot of alternative health, naturopath,
yes,
different professionals in that industry will use it as a diagnostic tool for health issues. But what you could do is you measure people's energy and their chakras, and before, by their fingertips, it's fingertips, and then after exposure to sound healing. And you could see a huge difference. And that's why this technology is great for sound healing, because after you see this, some of the video work, he's captured some of the tests on video, you will understand taking 5 minutes out of your day to listen to sound healing really is going to change your energy field, just as if you were to meditate or use prayer. You know, it's just helping to heal the body and restore balance.
Right. It's the principles that you were just touching base on here, the data interpretation. I know I'm getting all scientific as a sound healer, and it's like, whoa, where's he going? But it's based on traditional Chinese medicine. in the aspect that it's going to measure your meridians. It's based on Ayurvedic medicine, right, which is your chakras. And then it even goes into Western. It's tough with Western because Western, we have not here in North America really been able to grasp how to use this, but it's able to show you systems and organs and what's going on with those and playing on that. It bridges the gap between logical Western science and the intuitive science of the Orient with the principles of the traditional Chinese medicine.
So we have a couple minutes until our next break. Can you talk a little bit about how you can use different frequencies? You don't have to just depend on 528 and 432. A lot of people only gravitate to those frequencies.
Right.
But in your music, let's see, what track will we be playing next?
The next track I believe that we're going to be playing is off of my Armonia from Solfeggio Frequencies, from Divine Frequencies. And this one is called Shamanic Journey, and this one, again, is 432 hertz.
Okay, so with the 432 hertz, that's really popular. A lot of people are interested in that. Didn't you also tune in, like, all the instruments that you used and when you were composing this?
Yes. Yeah. It's quite a process. That was part of the fun that led me to this, that as soon as I'd sit here and tune these instruments and getting into these compositions. So the one element that I'm talking about is that we're talking frequency. But a part of that frequency has what's going to be called intervals inside of it. So there's key signatures. If you go back to remembering the studies that we did in elementary math, or in elementary music, these key signatures dictate where the intervals are in steps. And so as we're going through the main frequency, because I've heard a lot of this sound healing music where they bring this frequency out there, and a lot of it that it kind of reminds me, if anybody's ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber, and Gary looks over and says, you know, you want to hear the most annoying sound you've ever heard in your life, and he's like, meh. And after listening to that frequency, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's hurting, and it's making my ears ring. And that's where I came with the aspect of encompassing it all into composition so that we're getting the healing benefits of it instead of just being hammered by that one frequency, so we can listen to it for a duration. We can listen to it in the background and not have it become disruptive instead of healing.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. We're going to leave for break now, and this is 432 hertz.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Hello, I'm Lauren Skye, and I've been teaching people how to live a better life through meditation. I've developed a 7-lesson audio course called Meditation for Living. These energy skills will teach you to find peace within, to release stress and pain, and to create your life according to your true path. Isn't it time you start living the life you've always dreamed of? Visit laurensky.com. That's LaurenSkye.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Ted Winslow about his Solfeggio sound healing CDs and research. Ted, what was that song we just heard?
That song was called Soul Transformation, and it's at 417 hertz, and it's off of my Solfeggio sound healing frequencies from earthly frequencies.
So can you talk a little bit about all the different frequencies that you incorporate? Because a lot of people just listen to 528 or 432, and they don't know, like, why should they listen to other frequencies.
Sure, and keep in mind, as we talk about these frequencies, it's like, the word is escaping me right now. It's going to drive me nuts. It'll come to me in a second here. It's all mathematical. If you think about it, it's all numbers in mathematical put into place with it. In particular, my first album, which was Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies, I've used 174, 285, 396. Now, these numbers also hold a sacred geometry aspect to it, which I'm not going to go into. That'd be a whole different can of worms for another time. And there's, but for instance, I've got one song that's called Creation and Creativity, which is 285 hertz, and that one basically, it's going to open up your expansion and acceleration in multidimensional fields. So it's going to be, in other words, it's connecting your awareness, oneself, to truth and to wisdom. And then we've talked about 528, right? So 285, now 528. You can see the relation with that. It forms a triangle, so to speak, and then the third one, which is going to be 825. So Love and Passion's 528. The 825 is intuitive awareness, and this song I have is connecting you with your true source of power. Its intention is to bring your inner voice become clearer and stronger with your intentions to become connected to yourself. There's one triangle that is on that aspect of that, of the nine tracks that I have. And then I've got on Harmonia, there's a whole different set of frequencies. So I've got Karmic Release, which is at 186 hertz. Ascension at 318 hertz. I did Christ Consciousness at 642 hertz. So it's that in our heart that we're a part of something that's beyond ourselves, and in harmony in the meaning of life, that we are all uniquely valuable. So does that kind of help out a little bit? Answer it?
Well, I look at, you know, there's a lot of physicists coming out now saying that everything in our world is based off of sacred geometry. Mm-hmm. And in the universe, and in the design of all that is, you know, it's all based on sacred geometry. And so, you know, if that is true, you know, I can see how the different sacred geometry formations combined with the frequencies can, you know, heal us in different ways, even if we're not conscious of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's entraining our body as we listen to it. So we're most of the time, you know, as I grew up as a youth, I was throwing out the rock music and creating dissonance, going through, you know, playing the shows that we did. And then you listen to this, and it's like backing out of that rock era that I used to do. The body's entrained. I sleep peaceful at night. You can change the environment that you're in. You ever walk into a room and you've just got this negative vibe that you feel somebody in this room or something is standing on edge, and the hairs on the back of your neck are sticking up going, what is it? Where is it? What is this that I'm feeling? I don't get it. You put this into a background environment of that, and you can change that environment like that. There's something going on in the household. you can play that in the background of the household. And that's the beauty of it, is that you don't have to put on the headphones and think you do get the best benefit from that, that you put on the headphones and sit there and use it at night before you're going to sleep to start regenerating those cells and everything.
Well, we actually had someone write in to us that she had a house guest with a child, and the gal was not moving out and moving on with her life, and it was creating a lot of tension in the house with this house guest that couldn't get her life together. And she started, this gal started playing your solfeggio sound healing from earthly frequencies. That's the one she used, and she was playing it in the house when she would make dinner and at the evening. And she said the little girl, who was, I don't know, like preschool age, would always act up and throw temper tantrums. She would be just the sweetest thing and calm, and there was just peace. And then all of a sudden, she was playing it every day. And then she said suddenly, like out of the blue, this gal who had been with living at her house for months started like getting her act together with a plan on how she's going to be able to move out and support herself and all these different things. And the only thing they did different was just play the sound healing. So, hey, you know, you never know. You can play it at night instead of don't fall asleep to the TV anymore. Now that we know all of the dissonant frequencies and mind programming that the media does and all of the, you know, programming does with the television stations, you know, listen to sound healing. See if it helps.
I'll go on a run, and I'll find that I'll increase my distance on the run just by listening to it, because now all of a sudden that altered state of consciousness is starting to kick into the athletic mode, and I've got that I'm listening to, and I'm going to a different place. And it's just instantly transporting me further down that path without even feeling the physical aspects of it in some ways. I played with it in the gym because the reason why I did that is I was told that, oh, well, sound healing, you can't go in there and lift weights and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying, hey, this is the best way to get your best workout. You got to do what's best for you. But I've found that I can motor through some of this, and my whole workout changes completely. And you think about that, talking about the body with water again. It's in training that water where the muscles are another factor of a lot of water in our body, and I'm getting optimal performance with dealing with it without even realizing it.
Well, and, you know, I think it was last week's show, I was talking about how, you know, animals sometimes act up when you leave the house. You know, you can play it for the animals, you can play it for the kids. Our daughter, this is funny, we didn't even know what she was going to do. She pulled it off iTunes, Ted's album, and she listens to it. She's 11 years old, and every night she likes the earthly frequencies one. She doesn't like the divine frequencies. I'm not sure why.
She's
but
a Virgo.
That's
she's her, an earth sign, so.
Yeah, she's an earth sign and connected to the elementals big time, so that probably explains it. But, yeah, every night she listens to it on her iPod and falls asleep to it. And you replaced Patricia Cotarobel's Violet Flame.
Wow.
Ted.
She's
so
huge.
Patricia is a friend of ours, so, yeah, she used to listen to Patricia for about a year, and then she's now moved on to earthly frequencies. So she's our critic that we check with. But Ted, why don't you talk a little bit about what you're working on right now with your sound healing?
Sure. Right now I'm currently working on angelic frequencies. And this has been, I'm sure every musician is going to go, oh, this has been an interesting project that we're doing. But this one, it's like every time I step in to do a new album, whether it be for voice training, which, let me go into that one here real quick, too. I came out with a CD for training vocalists or broadcasters, those in broadcasting. And then I developed it after through experimentation with recording these scales and intervals to warm up our voices before we go to, if we're going to go into a band situation or to a recording studio or broadcasting or audiobooks, which is predominantly what my career is around. And now they're warming up their voice with 432 or 528 hertz, which is what I've done some of these albums in. So then the next one that I've been working on is called Angelic Frequencies. And so I sat down and meditated. And that should be coming out here in the next, about another month or so. And it's working with all the angelic frequencies of like 111, 222, 444. And I had these angels, these archangels, were coming to me, letting me know what these tracks were going to be, what the composition that is going to be best benefiting to represent them for what they want. So, like, we all know Saint Michael, and that one is cutting our energetic cords. And the specific frequency was 111 on that one, that he wanted to, that's the frequency he wanted to be on this particular track that I'm composing.
Okay, so wait, this is really funny, you guys. What was the one that you were kind of challenging and not listening to, and then your whole computer and your entire studio crashed?
It was 555 hertz through Chamuel, and the track on that one is Relationships, Love, and Happiness. And so I'm in my engineer state of mind saying I have to, it's called mixing and mastering, when you're finishing your song and you tweak it so it's good for broadcast. And I'm particular, I design these so the MP3s, when you download them from Amazon or iTunes, you get the binaural beats. It's not compacted into mono. It's the full spatial, creating a 3D effect with it. And I'm mixing and mastering this to where technically it's supposed to be by the book, you know. And the studio crashes. Oh, no. And I bring it back up, and it's there. And I start to work with it. I get the studio going. It crashes again, and something else is gone. I'm like, I don't understand this. This went on for half the day. Crashed like four times, and all of a sudden I'm getting this voice in my head. Ted, don't do anything to it. You're going to take away from the elements of which you asked me to bring to you to put forward, and you're destroying it. And sure enough, I just used the mix that I had created on it, and I got hair sticking up on my back of my neck and arms right now as I'm saying this. And it was like, use this. And I'm like, okay, I'm hearing you. I will do this. This makes no sense. This is logically not going to work. And I go ahead and I master that. And I said, give me a chance to do it the way that I want to. And sure enough, I did it the way I want to. And I stacked the tracks side by side. And it's like, wow, I hear you. Thank you so much. So even as we're in the midst of this, we really have to open up our consciousness so that we're getting these messages, because there's a perfect example of working through it and stopping myself with it off of sheer stupid logic.
Well, you know, the angels are the boss on this album, obviously. So
they're in control. I'm just the guy putting the accelerator on.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on this show. And for all of you listening, Ted is generous, and he's going to gift any of you. You can choose from the CD, the MP3 downloads of either the earthly frequencies or the divine frequencies. Just go to bigcountrypublishing.com, contact us, and through the website, and tell
Twitter
him which one you want, and Ted will, and we will send you the MP3s as a gift of sound healing. Ted, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Many blessings to everybody. Thank you so much.
So contact Ted at bigcountrypublishing.com. To all the listeners out there, thank you for your time today. We hope this inspired you to have a little sound healing with your day. And thanks to BBS and Doug for helping us with all of our tracks and sharing this music and energy with you. God bless and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.